Federal U.S. District Attorney William Ehlenfeld was among panelists who met in Morgantown. He says human trafficking deserves everyone's attention. It might not seem as likely in the small state of West Virginia, but Ehlenfeld says human trafficking is a growing problem in our region, just as it is across the country.
But I think what we're seeing are people who are maybe based, or handlers or traffickers who are based in other parts of the country, who come through West Virginia to our truck stops and our hotels and other parts of the state.
Ehlenfeld also says there are many drug traffickers looking to increase profits by expanding into human trafficking. And in the northern gas fields, the increase in transient workers often means increased demand for prostitution. Ehlenfeld says you can help to recognize victims who might have fallen into the trade. Signs to notice might be someone who is malnourished or in poor health, someone who won't look you in the eye, is highly anxious, seemingly unable to make decisions for themselves, or completely reliant on someone else. Someone who says they're visiting, but doesn't know where they are. Ehlenfeld says when one or more of these kinds of observations start knocking at your gut, it's time to call it in.
You're going to look at someone, you're going to see them, and you're just going to have a feeling that something's not right with them, and it might be this particular issue that we're talking about tonight, human trafficking. And so there's a hotline that you can call. It's real easy. It's 888-3737-888. It's a national hotline. Information flows there, and then it goes back down to social service providers and law enforcement and other people in that particular area who can help with the issues.
Ehlenfeld says before calling, it's important to note as many details as you can. Descriptions of possible victims or perpetrators, license plate numbers, location, suspicious behavior.
I think there's a misconception, common misconception, that it always involves foreign nationals and folks from other countries, and that's not necessarily the case. The statistics show that we have just as many people who are United States citizens as we do that are not.
Ehlenfeld says runaways and homeless kids often find themselves trapped in different parts of the country, having been promised work, drugs, or love. While law enforcement does plan and execute trafficking stings through the internet sites that harbor illegal interactions, eyes in the community are also critical to help law enforcement efforts. This is the kind of information Ehlenfeld was passing out during the human trafficking panel discussion. The series of discussions was actually initiated by the Sisters of St. Joseph. Fighting human trafficking is a cause the Wheeling-based Catholic religious community is passionate about. In fact, they make soap and wrap it in paper with the National Trafficking Hotline on it and disperse the soaps throughout rest areas and pit stops along state highways. The Sisters initiated this series of educational community forums after they reached out to State Delegate Barbara Evans Fleshour. Fleshour is also a panelist. She talked about the legislation she just introduced that aims to improve West Virginia's trafficking laws.
What it's designed to do is to adopt as many provisions as possible of the Uniform Bill.
Fleshour is referring to the Federal Uniform Act on the Prevention of and Remedies for Human Trafficking, which is a law that provides state with tools to combat trafficking. Fleshour says new state legislation seeks to further align West Virginia's code with that national act. She says updates would focus on how to deal with victims.
If you have a 12 or 13-year-old girl that's a runaway and has been caught up in this trade, what is she going to do? You know, maybe she was from another state and landed in West Virginia at some house of prostitution. So we need to make sure that those people who have been victimized have services in the state of West Virginia.
House Bill 2161 would also set up a statewide commission to consider the problem of human trafficking within the state more carefully and identify how to respond most effectively. Another panelist, Joyce Yadlowski, with the West Virginia Coalition Against Domestic Violence, says her organization is not only working to find ways to discover victims and connect them to services, but also to find alternative sources of employment for victims. But Yadlowski says her coalition needs community support.
Yes, human trafficking is happening in West Virginia communities. It's happening more often than what we think, and it's going to take a community response in order to work with it and help the victims.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.